Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5:30 on October the 18th, and this is the Town Curry Beach Emergency Management Meeting Extension. May I please have a motion to start?
I'll make a motion that we start the emergency management meeting for October 18th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And Mayor Blazinski, I'd like to make a motion that we excuse Commissioner Hagler from this meeting.
Okay, a motion to excuse Commissioner Hagler, who's out of town.
Second.
Is that a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Please note that Commissioner Hagler is excused from this meeting. Okay. Going down to, unfortunately, we've had this meeting since July of 2020. We started having it every week, and now we have it every month. And I've kept the variety, I've kept all the data, but it's quite a story. First thing I want to talk about is New Hanover County. New Hanover County, the deaths have increased from 249 to 281 since 920. So there's been another 32 deaths in the county in the last 29 days or so. The cases have increased from 24,570 to 26,237. The percent positive, when you look at the map that shows the color-coded counties, they say that we are in the 6 to 10% range of daily positive tests. North Carolina. The hospital had 3,323 cases on 9/20. That is down to 1,852 cases, and gentlemen, that is one of the first nice pieces of news we've had in the last few months. A significant reduction in those people that have been hospitalized. Cases, however, went from 1.34 million to 1.45 million, so there are still quite a few cases occurring around the total cases. There are still quite a few happening over the last month. The new cases were 3,250 last month. This month they're 1,599, another significant reduction in the new cases that are being reported. So even though there's new cases, they are coming in at a much reduced rate. Deaths were 15,776. We're at 17,536. So it looks like 1,800 people have died over the last 29 days. The percent positive for the state was 10.3% on 9/20. It is now 6.4%. Another very positive sign. The daily positive rate is going down. The partially vaccinated are at 70%, and the fully vaccinated are at 66%.
Do you know if the fully vaccinated includes boosters, or is it just you got the two?
Right now it just says the fully vaccinated. So the dashboard was not very specific on that point.
Thank you.
Curry Beach, 28449. We had 122 cases on 9/20. We are now at 130 cases. So we had 8 additional cases for our town in the last month. 28428, our friends at Carolina Beach, 725 cases, went to 764 cases. So that's 39 new cases that they dealt with in the last month. 28412 across the bridge had 4,436 cases. They are now 4,768 cases. So typically the occurrence seems to be going down. The vaccinations seem to be going up. The hospitalizations are going down. I can tell you that the hospitalization for New Hanover Regional Medical Center, total cases year to date from the beginning, and this is a seven county area, was 3,309 cases. Out of those 3,309 cases, there have been 530 deaths at the hospital. The average daily number of beds, we had talked about that last month and the month before, was up in towards the 98. 2 months ago was at 74. Last month, it's now at the average daily number of people in the hospital for COVID is now at 25.
Oh, okay.
So I think there's some positive news in the way things are going, which we can all use a bright spot when it comes to this. I wish you could say we were finished with this, but we're not. When you look at the number of cases, the people 65 and over are probably around 10% of the cases. The many of the cases are from 70-some percent are from 49 to 5 years old. And the children from 5 to 10 are about 6% of all cases. So it's still here, it's just attacking others. The rate of vaccination for the older residents of the county. Now, excuse me, let me pull that up. But it's about 90% of people 65 and older are vaccinated. So, just a lot of positive news. So. Anybody have anything they wish to add to that, or anybody have any questions relative to the information? We're not telling anything except the facts that are before us on the dashboards, which are available to everybody here and everybody that is on the telephone. Sure. Nikki?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I am bringing up the Island of Lights New Year's Eve celebration that when they first came back and asked us if we would host this year, we actually told them that if the condition allowed, and we're at that point where we have to decide whether the town feels comfortable hosting the New Year's Eve celebration this year.
Well, that's a good question and a difficult question. And so, gentlemen, what's your view? What's your discussion points on that?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah, I'm going to ask. You know me, I'm going to ask every one of you.
I didn't hear you say Al. The bottom line is how much time, what's the latest we can wait?
Now.
So they need to know now.
Let's do it. It's New Year's Eve. So, I'm for it.
I don't know if I'm for it or not, but
I support having. I support having.
You support
outside,
having?
The numbers are going down, they may go back up. But,
thousands of people in close proximity.
Everybody sneezes.
Do you want to impose any conditions if you have it?
I don't know how
to do it. Wasn't care.
Well, the problem is enforcing the conditions. I mean, do we have the right to come back if it does?
Well, the issue that they have is they have to commit on the fireworks.
Correct.
And that's the real issue, correct?
Yeah.
Now, I would believe that if we tell them we're going to do it and we change our mind, there's a small matter of taking care of that cost.
The fireworks cost around $6,000.
About $6,000. So,
the organization itself has. They are moving forward with the parade and the flotilla. They have canceled the fashion show or postponed that for the spring. They have canceled the four cones. They have canceled the ceremonial portion of the lighting of the lake. They're just flipping the switch to turn the lights on, but they're not doing, which that event is much smaller scale than New Year's Eve.
But they have not canceled the Christmas parade.
No.
Has anyone from the state, you know, like the governor on down, but higher than where we are, talked about any liability to these types of gatherings during the holidays? I mean, if you have an event and somebody gets sick, is the town liable for that because they supported the event?
I guess the council could answer that, but I mean, you have free will to go or not go. Nobody's, if you were forced to go, it might be a different story, but I can't see that being an issue. Counselor, any thoughts?
I'm sure somebody could try that approach if they wanted to, but again, contributory negligence along the lines of the mayor, but more to the point, they'd have a hard time proving that the town was the cause of the infection as opposed to anything else. I wouldn't worry about liability.
Okay.
Just my two cents, we've done a good job of keeping everybody, all of our employees, safe from it. I hate for us to do it and not do it, but just something to think about as our employees for the town, because it's going to be Public Works, Fire Department, Police Department, and Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
So that's just my two cents. Y'all have a final say.
I tell you, as a department head and a leader of this community, you definitely have your right to give us your opinion. We ask for it. Any other opinions from staff? Nikki, how do you feel? It's okay. You can't be wrong.
It's a lot of people that it is outside, but it's shoulder to shoulder, and I won't say everyone, but a good majority of them are indulging in adult beverages that evening as well. So it's I can't say I'm comfortable.
Okay.
Having to work it or manage it, actually.
Mayor, I will say this. I've been attending several college football games, and there's 50,000 people shoulder to shoulder, and we've not had any major episodes or outbreaks because people are attending college football games. So I don't know how many people we're gonna have downtown. 3,000-4,000 maybe?
I don't think it'll be super packed.
Huh?
I don't think it'll be as busy as it has been in the past. Just people will have that, you know, that doubt of attending.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, any other opinion? Any other feedback from the town? Well, I guess we need to, we should vote on this and give them an answer. So, may have a motion either to support or not support.
I make a motion to support the Island of Lights New Year's celebration.
I'll second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. That's okay. This one, I'm just standing out on alone because, but I got to tell you, Alan, it is interesting to know, and you're correct. Football is back, and things seem to be going down, even though we're packing the local stadiums. So, not a problem. Okay, tell them we're going to do this. Okay. Any other questions or positions from? How many are on the phone?
There is four people on the phone.
Four on the phone. Any of them send in a question?
Actually, five now.
Five. Okay. If anyone on the phone has a question, speak up now, or we're going to close this or extend this meeting until next month. Okay.
I'll make a motion that we extend the Cherry Beach Town Council's emergency meeting to 5:30 on November the 15th, which is a half an hour prior to our monthly town council.
React. Okay. Discussion. We're going to change the November date. We're going to talk about that.
Oh.
So I would say if we could make the motion a half hour before the scheduled meeting. And then when we decide when we want to have that meeting instead of so close to Christmas,
right.
Or
we're changing the December meeting, not the November.
That's true.
So that you stop the.
Well, you know what? Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself here, John. John, I stand corrected.
You're excited about being sworn back in?
Yeah, I guess.
We can change both months.
Okay. It is November 15th. I apologize for the confusion that I caused. Did I have a second?
Yes.
Second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
June.